Gentlemen, thank you. We have one more chamber question for you. Before that, let me, Susan, you have at least one question over here. And Susan's got a whole swatch of questions, so she'll sort them out for me and bring them to me while we're doing this last chamber prepared question. And let's see, Jonathan, you'll go first. The question for you, ladies and gentlemen, it's Alaska Marine Highway. Lay out your thoughts on the future of the Alaska Marine Highway system in Southeast Alaska and how to ensure reliable service to Sitka. Jonathan, go ahead.
Thank you. And before I answer, I wanted to go off on my own tangent and address a couple of issues that I think are becoming increasingly salient in this campaign and in this forum. The first is I'm 25 years old, and that's a fact. And so I'm young, and that's also a fact. It's something that came up the last campaign as well. And I think experience has a huge amount of value, and that's something for everyone to consider. And as a young person, and as a young candidate, and as a young legislator, I think one of the most important things you need to do is to realize the humility that comes with your position. No matter how old you are, you're never going to be the expert on every issue, and seeking out those that do know the issues better than I do, which is really every issue. So on the implementation of Medicaid expansion, or the Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, and the way that affects Alaska, I would talk with the CEO of Sitka Community Hospital and others in the healthcare sector around Alaska who know this issue and will always know this issue better than I will. So regardless of how young or old you are, I think there's a humility that comes with a position of leadership, and that you need to seek out people who do understand issues so you as a legislator can learn and make the most informed decision. So I may be 25 years old, but I aggressively seek out information from those who will always know better than I do. And that's a fact that I think is really should be universal no matter how old you are or what office you hold. Regarding the ferry system, I think there's two points I wanted to communicate that I think have relevance to this question. The first is about a decade ago, Prince of Wales Island got tired of terrible ferry service. And they did something about it. They created an independent ferry authority, the IFA, which operates, its operating costs are a shadow of what the state ferry system was operating at. And it offers daily, initially twice daily service. So it's a win-win. It costs less and it provides better service. Looking at the ferry authority model is something I think has a lot of applicability in Southeast Alaska, especially for transportation corridors that can be looked at in isolation. And Lynn Canal comes to mind. And there are others. So that's something I think we, as we especially have to retire these mainliners and consider our transportation policy for a coming generation, need to look at. And number two, we've got two Alaska class ferries that are currently under construction in Ketchikan. And this is a really exciting fact. It's a huge amount of money being infused into the Southeast Alaska economy. And that's gonna eventually translate into better service for all of Southeast. So these two ferries are gonna run the Lynn Canal route. But by running in the Lynn Canal route, not directly benefiting this district per se, it frees up mainliners to serve the rest of Southeast Alaska, including Sitka, including the villages. And I think this is something that we're going to see as a benefit here in coming years. And I hope also benefiting Sitka as we're, you know, basically hanging out here, withering on the vine on the outer coast, although we do get great service in the summer. So the exploring the use of independent ferry authorities, and two, realizing the benefits of these Alaska class ferries, hopefully we can improve ferry service in Southeast.
So, I don't find myself to be old. I think I'm gonna go ahead and back up the calendar for a second. Being 37 years old, I feel like I've accomplished quite a bit. And when we're looking at the healthcare issues and we're looking at other issues, again, I'm gonna have to point out the resume. When I'm on the hospital board, and you're looking at things that are happening here regionally and throughout, that's something that I'm actually on the ground floor as far as these small communities that have these small hospitals that are trying to figure out how to pay the bills. Medicaid, Medicare is constantly changing. It's just like everything else that's changing throughout Southeast and Alaska. So we need to look at that. And I can't point out enough, and I think that I've proven myself time and time again. I'm constantly listening. I'm constantly at your door. I'm very approachable, and so with that being said, the Alaska Marine Highway, there's only so many ways that we can get things in here, and I think that not only moving people, but the Alaska Marine Highway is so important to the region because it's part of the economic development of what we need in the region. There's only so many ways that we can get things in and out, and the Marine Highway makes money on that car deck. So when you have Linden Transport, and they're putting their containers on board, it's important. we have to make sure that we have good transportation so that the businesses here in town, so that the fish plants here in town have more options and better ways to move. We also have Samson Tug and Barge, very important. We have AML, very important. These are all ways. Everything that you look around, and we all know this, sometimes forget, every car out there, every building, every structure has come on a barge, a ferry, or an aircraft. That's how it gets here. We need to support it. We need to fund it. It's going to come out of the operations side. It's going to working with Stedman, Mr. Stedman, Senator Stedman, excuse me. I'll get it straight here in a second. Yeah, we're going to lose ferries, but from the very beginning, when we saw the plan of this Alaska class ferry, they came around, they went to, Andy Hughes was going and doing all the forums. They were here in Sitka, they went all the way up to Anchorage, and the writing was on the wall immediately. We're never going to see those ferries down here because they're day boats. The Alaska class ferry is going to stay in Lynn Canal. So what are we going to do? Well, in my opinion, I think, hey, good. So leave them up there because we're going to get our ferry system back. We're going to get the larger ferry systems that's going to help us here in our region moving around and more efficiently. So they're going to retire one. I believe it's more than likely going to be the Taku. I don't have that confirmed, but when you're putting so much money in the Malaspina and when you're repowering the Matanuska, they're putting money into these things. And as a person that has been running boats for most of my life, been involved in boats and seen how these things work, you're looking at 14 and a half knot ships. So right then you can say and argue the point, what are you gonna do for the rest of us in Southeast? Because these two ships that you're building are taking care of Lynn Canal. Those are their day boats. What are we gonna do? You're gonna take our ships away? How are you gonna work on that? So that's where you're gonna have somebody like me that's gonna be right there and moving forward, making sure that we are having the proper transportation that we need.